Number 9. Kruger National Park, located in South Africa, is a place where humans can observe wild animals in their natural habitat and also where animals can be protected. In the 19th century, hundreds of European farmers came to northeastern South Africa. Hunters killed many wild animals for their skins and horns. By the end of the century, they had come close to wiping out the wild animals. The Sabi Game Reserve was set aside in 1898 in order to protect the remaining animals against farmers and animal hunters. The reserve was expanded over the years, and in 1927, it was opened to the public as Kruger National Park. It allowed visitors to see the plants and wild animals of the park. The park is 350 kilometers long and 65 kilometers wide. It covers about 20,000 square kilometers. It is about the size of the country of Israel. More than 1,800 kilometers of roads run through the park. It has a great diversity of wildlife. Visitors can see 147 species of mammals, 507 birds, 114 reptiles, and 336 different trees. Common animals include lion, elephant, leopard, water buffalo, giraffe, impala, and rhino. Inside Kruger National Park, the animals wander around freely. Humans stay in cars or inside of fenced areas, except for guided walks with park employees. The park is divided into three sections. The southern Kruger is the most popular part of the park. There are many animals there, and it is easy to get to. It was part of the original Sabi Game Reserve. Central Kruger is a flat grassy area with many predators. It has a dam that is a good place to view birds. Northern Kruger is the most remote and isolated part of the park. It is the best part of the park to view birds. It also has some sites where the original people of South Africa lived. Kruger National Park is a place where wild animals and plants can be protected. It is also a place where people can view and learn about these animals and plants.